After Buzzers, before we move on, we would like to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, plus there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. And it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
You're tuning into the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
What these bitches want from a nigga?
What?
What? What? Bitch, why you turn me up?
You guys remember the making video to this? Cisco on the hood of the car.
Oh, that's a real throwback, girl. That's a real throwback.
What up, AfterBuzz? This is your boy DJ Justin Jane here in studio for the Love & Hip Hop New York AfterBuzz TV After Show. Unfortunately, Stefan, I am Warfire Wallace. Randomly wanted to hit me up an hour after talking about he ain't coming. I'm sitting here
he
sitting here with my Justin Bieber hair, like.
Wondering what them bitches want from me.
What you doing over there, Stefan?
What he been doing?
That he just woke up an hour.
He woke up.
He got things
like,
to do.
Oh, I was supposed to. Yes.
Things to do.
Fire's to been called.
People to bang.
Fires to put out.
Hey, Mama Wallace.
Hey.
All right. I'm joined in studio by the lovely Trinae Todd.
Hey, y'all.
Trinae. And when I say lovely, she's so lovely, it take her 150 damn pictures to
be in the video like this. Guys, you know that you want to get that perfect selfie.
She got lots of perfect selfies because she took literally like 12,000 before we started the show.
Miss Courtney Stewart!
What up?
Endings and beginnings. I wish it was the end of this damn motherfucking season.
I don't know how much more I can take.
I feel like I'm watching like a Tyler Perry movie. Like, I feel like it's a production. Like Tyler Perry has his, you know, traveling productions, and Mona Scott has hers. So like now it's just at a point where like we got these bitches up in damn etiquette class. Like Tara don't even own
a
bed.
Tara, she was actually teaching blowjobbing,
exercising your tongue. Exercise your tongue.
I feel like I learned a lot from this episode.
What I did, you know what? Shout out to Cardi B because I learned that she wear her titties out all the time because she got crooked titties.
Which is sweet.
That's a Kardashian thing.
But that's a lot of people that do that. You want to distract from what you are self-conscious about.
I heard that whenever Kim changes her hair color, she got some sort of facial surgery. So it keeps the distraction away from her.
So when she goes blonde, you know she has some cosmetic surgery.
That's crazy.
Because you don't notice. You notice her hair.
The thing about it, though, is...
That's what I'm doing to y'all right now. I got my bang going.
What kind of surgery you getting, Jesse? Trying to distract.
I had that Hazely nose surgery.
Oh, okay. Got you.
Cheekbone.
I'm just kidding, y'all. I'm going to surgery till next week because my dick going to be on black.
What is happening?
I don't know what's happening. I had like 4 Coca-Colas. I haven't drank Coke in like over a month. And I'm just like, yeah.
5 daddies.
And I'm like trying to find
pants.
What is going on?
All right, we finished from last week with the BBOD party. And you know, I'm just mad that it took a whole bunch of arguments between the girls to figure out that they shouldn't be in a group together, and it wasn't them recording that song that hit them and was like, you know what, maybe this just isn't working.
This song is stupid.
They weren't washing the dishes.
You know what I mean? Like, being at home, watching an episode of Chopped, and just thinking about this song you recorded last night, and like, I don't know if that's going to work.
I don't know if I'm proud of that. It's not something you're good with. Yeah. No.
So it's Mo versus Ra at this point, because Ra's riding for Mariah, and Ra just want to make Mo look like... It's like the tarnishing of Mo. And I'm not going to say, you know, Mo gets buck, but I feel like Mo has gone buck in legit situations. Like... And here's why I'm saying
in legit situation
because here's why Lexi going around talking to everybody else about a fucking problem instead of she always comes to Mo about the problem after she done ran to somebody else and told them the problem. She ran to Ra, had a conversation without the other half of the group. Mo felt some sort of way. I'm not justifying Mo, but I'm just saying, like,
when she had the conversation with the fake manager, she was just trying to hang on to her. Like, yeah, she was trying to be like, yo, I don't want you to leave yet. We can figure this out. Like, whatever. That's why she went to her alone, because she knew with Mo it would be more.
But Courtney, if you sit here talking about a manager and the manager at any point says to you, you know what? I don't think you should be in a group with this person. To me, loyalty wise,
but
you should
that
be
happened
like,
after Mo came up yelling, acting crazy, and then she was like, "This is never gonna work for y'all. You need to go solo."
Was that after?
Yes, it was after Mo came up and was like, "What y'all doing? Like, what's going on?" Mm-hmm. Unless I'm wrong, I could be wrong, but I'm pretty sure I'm right.
So, anyways, Mo and Ra are fighting because of the damn Cisco thing, and then.
But that was stupid.
Drinko, bye bye. Drinko, bye bye.
She was speaking
bye
in baby gibberish.
Like, relax.
Speaking drink. Go bye bye pow.
She just snaps and can't come back
what is
at
pow?
All.
Yeah, like bitch, snap crackle pop your ass down on a motherfucking chair.
She's like, what is pow?
Like, calm down.
I'm like, are you in a comic book?
Come Did you time. Notice how Cisco had on last year's leather at the top and cotton sweater?
Girl, did you notice
I didn't even
that
notice
everything
anything,
Cisco wears?
I don't want
to
look
like
at
it. Looking like it from the old Gap ad.
Hey, he got that
old
new
Navy
rose
commercial.
Gold necklace last week.
That's cute.
He was doing it big time.
That's cute.
But he had left the building, and I thought Mo was his girlfriend.
Oh, me too, and then he downstairs
but he
with
done
Mariah.
With Mariah. So what the hell was that?
Shout out to the IOHOT guy riding in the background. Of that scene.
Had the hoverboard.
Mariah, though. I love your marketing, but she gonna say to Cisco, you know, I don't understand why you dealing with this bitch. You know what I mean? Like, you sitting up here acting like you want more money, but if I want money, it better be your money.
Yeah, unless it's more money, I want your money. She's like, you shouldn't be with that whole Mo. Unless it's more money, I want your money. He was like, you know what? You right. I gotta think strategically and smart.
But really, right. Because Mariah's where it's at.
And smart.
Because Mariah got the money, bitch. She bailing her damn mother up. We'll
she
talk.
She got some cash.
Did
you know
that's what she said? I'm not a drinker. But,
she's wasting
my
vodka and cranberry juice.
I feel
juice.
You. I'd be upset.
Oh,
man.
I'm upset she's drinking vodka cranberry.
Well, bitch made me break my heel. I could have broke that heel on her head. I hate when girls talk shit right after the fact. Like,
and you
I thought that big old moose was going
to
get you, girl. Stop playing.
See that.
You stop playing. Because I'm sure Mariah can scrap. Don't get me wrong. I bet Mariah can
with
scrap.
With her weight
scratch.
Class.
Yeah, with her weight class, though. But, like,
like you know
Mo
I mean?
Would have pounded the shit out of that girl.
Mm-hmm. And then probably take that fucking braid out, unclip that braid around
and
her neck.
And choked her. Because Mo's crazy. Yeah.
What the fuck you talking about, bitch?
She's like, oh, you can't breathe? You can't breathe?
But you know what? But you know what? I've seen
go
Cisco
total
and Mariah Lane.
She's like tapping her.
She's like, oh.
Once upon a time, not like you dead.
You dead. KO, bitch.
You're not lying to go. You was KO.
And that's what movie ran out.
You wasn't kicking it.
Yeah, you wasn't kicking it.
Dead.
You breathing, bitch.
Pop, bitch.
Where the fuck is Call Me From New York? And a 917 number.
Mariah Lynn?
Mariah Lynn.
Fuck you talking about my life. I want to beat that bitch up.
No,
you better watch
bitch.
Where you put your
no.
number at, Jesse.
No.
Girl. My number been the same since 10th motherfucking grade. You know I call me. You know my motherfucking number. Thank you.
But I would like to say that I'm Team Cisco and Mariah Lynn because...
They look better
they,
together?
He was like, I like me a little ride or die. Like, he really likes that. And the way that they was all on each other. And I feel like that could work out for them.
Okay.
That's cool.
Have fun with that, y'all.
She can't be worried about that right now because she has so many other things going on in her life. Because
when business is great,
her personal
life. How's business, Jesse?
Now.
You must say booming.
Booming.
How's business?
Metro booming.
Boom.
Boom.
You know, these singles just flying off the shelf. We find out that her mother was arrested.
See the kleptomania.
Now, I want you guys to know, have any of you guys seen the movie Freeway? No. It's a Reese Witherspoon movie. It's one of her first movies ever. I actually have always disliked Reese Witherspoon until I saw this movie. It's actually my number one or number two. I always go between that and My Cousin Vinny. Favorite movie of all time.
Oh, wow.
This is Reese. Yes, in the booth. You heard about it. So listen, Freeway is Reese Witherspoon. She's the most badass little white girl in this fucking movie. And her mom plays a prostitute crackhead. And this situation just reminded me of it. I was like, Mariah is... Reese Witherspoon from Freeway. And her mom is the same. Like, when her mom was sitting out hanging out on that street out with them, damn, I don't know where she got them shoes from.
Hey, she has some sandals.
She looked like she made it from a 3D printer.
She has some side angled sandals.
So you think maybe Mona...
They look real sturdy around the ankle, you know what I mean? She might have weak ankles. When she running out the... running out Macy's...
She got out of jail, where'd she get that dress, man? Is that what you shoplifted?
You know, I'm not here talking
about
that.
She got arrested for shoplifting.
Yes.
I thought that she needs to leave that to, like, her 17-year-old daughter.
Well, it's like, a disease. It's an addiction.
It's an addiction.
Kleptomania is real.
It is real.
It's an addiction.
It's an addiction.
For real.
Yeah, like, yes. I know people that legit, like, will steal shit from you for no... Like, it's like, bitch, that says Jesse on it. Like, we was at my house and boldly took that.
Like, stealing spoons, like, just random shit.
For no reason. When in high school, like, all the girls used to fucking be at that fucking mall, go in with an empty plastic bag and be out.
I used to do that shit when
shoving.
I was, like, in high school.
I stole one time. Last time I stole some damn motherfucking Tic Tacs, and my brother done called me out. My mom brought me right down to that grocery store and returned some empty Tic Tacs. I ain't never stole,
but them bitches followed me around Walgreens all the time when I was with the white girls getting cosmetics, and all the white girls were stealing all kind of cosmetics, and I ain't never stole shit, and they just followed me around the whole damn time.
But so anyway. Go watch Freeway. One, just totally recommend that. But second of all, Mariah, like,
you can't use your rent money to bail your mom out of jail.
Yeah, but it's just a tough thing, because it's like, I understand where she's at, because I know kids that are in the situation, their parents are a hot fucking mess, you want to love them, you want to be there for them, and they've almost brainwashed you and mind fucked you enough to always save them.
Right.
And it's watching this was more endearing for me when it comes to Mariah.
I like Mariah Lynn.
You do?
Mom says she's addicted to shoplifting. She said, I feel alone. Now, this is the thing about...
But she started playing mind games.
Yep. I feel alone. I feel like wanting to get high again. Mm-hmm. I feel like this. Now, see you flipping it on Mariah to make her feel bad.
Right. And then
in her defense, that's addict talk.
That's the game.
Like, because she's like, you know, if I'm not stealing, then I want to get high. She just replaced another addiction with another addiction.
And now she...
Why I can't see the piece?
I know.
Yeah, can you make that bigger?
I was going to say, am I just going blind this week? Like, I can't read it.
I thought it was me.
There you go.
And then have the nurse say she was
damn,
pregnant.
Alexis, we ain't that blind.
Wait, scroll down. Does anyone else care that Mariah has a sister who has a kid and now her mother is pregnant?
It's gross. Yeah,
Her nephew will be older than the...
It happens all the time. Yeah, it's 2016.
I have uncles that are younger than me.
But you know what I would love to see? Find out that they got pregnant by the same dude.
No.
Maury. Uh-uh. Maury.
I'm not here for that.
That's officially a wrap on
that
Mona
would be
TV watching.
Right. Come Mona, on. You got done. You went there.
Because you
went
officially
there.
Have turned into the Maury Povich show. Like, I can't. Like, right now, we're still playing.
You scripted
Maury
Povich.
Like, we playing like it's a little Maury, but you just went straight for the
like,
damn same storyline.
How could you do the shit?
No,
I trusted you.
No.
I let you in the house with him.
Etiquette. So here's the thing I've always wanted to teach people. Where I grew up, a lot of my friends, they went to court all the time. They was doing troublesome things. And it always blew my mind the respect people don't understand. It's not even about, even if you don't respect the courts, you want to walk out of that court winning.
Yes.
So why would you show up in unrespectful clothing?
Capris,
right?
And some flip-flops. And
girl, what kind of flip flops? Those look like off a damn yacht.
But she short and spent a lot of time curling that hair.
She did curl
that bang.
She big barreled them curls. Big barrel curls.
Does she have? So we watch it on a Bootsy-ass TV.
The color is off.
The color's a little off. In the chat room, does her mom have two toned hair?
I'm sure.
Or was that just our TV?
It might have been our TV, but maybe she's like blonde and redhead.
Let me know if she had two tones.
If it's two tone, is it blonde and red, or is it blonde and dark blonde?
So she's getting ready to go to court. The soundtrack that was playing during
was all
that
emotional.
Point was like, what's going on?
I live in the wise and Jesus will help me.
What did Char say? Char say, I feel like we're watching Being Mary Jane
soundtrack.
That you, Jesse. Yep, hey.
Yeah.
Mariah Lynn's mom reminds me of Honey Boo Boo's mother. That's what we said.
That's what we all said. Yo. We said that's the spinoff.
And
it's
dead
the
ass.
Honey Boo Boo family.
I didn't even need to hear that she was pregnant.
No, we
But as
know.
Soon as I saw the two of them together,
in
I was like,
moo-moo.
This is the show. That's yeah. the spinoff I would watch.
Mama and a
Mariah
moo-moo.
And her fucking mother.
I would watch
hot.
It. You ain't lying.
Hot.
Trying to keep mama off meth. The baby... slightly crackheaded, like, yeah, I'll be all over
it's
it.
Like intervention.
Yeah.
Beyond.
The next level.
Beyond the intervention. So she was going to plead guilty for $800 so that Mariah could get her rent money back. And she was crying and all this stuff. The judge felt bad and sentenced her, said, postpone
we'll
the sentence
hold
for
the
a
sentencing
year.
For a year. Mm,
that's cute.
Year.
So
that was
that
nice
way
of the
my
judge.
My mama can have a baby out
and
of
thank
jail.
The judge for saving our tax money.
Right.
Well, just kidding, because she... Whatever, I'm not going to say that. I don't know what kind of health care she got.
Oh, she might be on welfare.
She might be on Medicare and all that.
I don't know. Mona ain't revealing all the information.
That's true. Mona might be paying the health bill to keep her on TV. You never know.
Yep.
Secretly,
anyways,
because maybe she secretly cares.
Speaking of secretly caring, Peter was secretly caring
secretly
at the
caring.
Damn piano, thinking
piano
he Ray Charles
drums.
With his glasses on, his cigar. Like.
He was like all serious, and then he hit the drum like one
the
time.
The cigar wasn't even lit. Though.
Yeah, the cigar wasn't lit.
He was, throw this in your mouth.
This looks right. cool.
Mona's like, how do we make this look more authentic? Here.
They always have cigars when they're in the jam session. Jam by
real.
Yourself. Go.
So he's just, you know, clearing his head over the drama because, well, basically Tyra, Peter, it won't let him back into the apartment.
Which is further proof that Tyra actually never lived in that apartment because... this New York, she can't just walk up the next week and go back to her exact same damn apartment. Come on now.
Like, what kind of lease was
she
you renting? Unless phone. Peter took that apartment over.
Maybe.
And Amina staying in the building still.
They was both in their apartment.
Peter ain't got no money to be paying for an apartment and your cousin's in an apartment over here.
You need to give it
Oh my God, can you imagine Amina?
Bad
they're both standing on the same wall to wall just singing to each other.
It's hard to see. Peter is mine.
Peter is mine.
Peter is mine.
Seem to be confused.
I'm confused.
Peter
was mine.
Tara be ignorant during the whole song because she just want to be the least.
No, she's not.
The boy is mine. He is mine. I've been with him longer.
Yes,
you want my life, bitch?
No, I'm wearing the silk robe. You gonna wear the cotton pajamas.
Okay, and your blow up mattress. That's cute. That's cute for you. Tara feels that she's been through enough.
So she tries to have an intellectual
three
conversation
seasons.
About how
now
deep.
We finally realize it's enough.
But that's
but
every conversation
that
they
season.
Have with each other. I Peter, mean, when is it going to stop? I'm trying to raise the kids.
Peter. She wants to feel important to Peter. 12, 18, I don't know how many years y'all been together.
13 years.
Bitch, you don't. You ain't important.
You are not important. You are a vagina that
literally.
Allows him to stick it anytime he freaking feels like it. Move on.
Bye.
If you would like to be more than your vagina, find somebody else.
Right.
You are more than your vagina.
No.
I want you to know that.
Not in that relationship.
Well, no. But in general, I want her to understand
she,
her
well,
wealth.
Pray, girl, because you don't have a clue.
I want her to understand her wealth.
No, your worth.
Don't you really want
what?
Who
no,
are you?
Is she going on dates? Wasn't she going on
Colin.
Dates? Wasn't she going on dates last year? Like girl, right after
dressed as like Halle Berry from Bad.
She needs to get out
like
there.
Storm,
she needs to get out there.
Right.
But she's cute. That's
from the
painful.
Winds beneath.
She's actually cute. She's a cute girl.
Yeah, yeah.
But like
I'm questioning though if Whitney, Peter's daughter, is Tara's because that bitch looked like Tara's sister.
I mean
could you imagine you started dating Tara after
and he likes to date women that are
I
close to his
can't.
Daughter's age.
I just can't.
We find that out.
It's hard to leave when you love each other.
Girl, y'all, can't, if the word love get thrown around between that threesome ever again,
what's love got to do
ain't got a damn thing to do with it. Y'all don't know the definition. Y'all confused as hell. There is no way in hell that you can think or believe that that's still love at some, on any level.
Love is not when you keep cheating on me and giving me herpes.
Shout out to Jessica. I can't read that girl. Sorry, my eyes. At least Stevie shows Mimi some kind of respect and love.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. I think he does show her a little bit.
He does. And he's gotten better over
there. Yeah, he's gotten better. They went through their stuff, but... Mm-mm.
And they had a little threesome,
But Peter's so. Just dumb. Like, that was... I can't.
So he said...
And maybe that's what happened with Amina and Tara, and they just haven't like fessed up to it.
Like Tara realized Amina's the better dick sucker, and now she's like, damn.
She's like, damn, bitch won. She's giving classes. That's why she got a ring. Bitch won.
Sometimes I wish we had more time so I could just really go in on some jokes, but I don't. So he said that. So he said it's hard to leave when we love each other like that. She said, "You don't love," and then he said, "I ain't even cheating like that." Yes, you are.
Like
she's pregnant. The other bitch is pregnant.
Your wife is pregnant.
So, yes, you are cheating because you're married and you're having sex with someone who is not your wife. That is what
we call cheating.
Maybe that's why. Is Peter really that dumb?
Yes.
Or is it really that we don't know? Just like when it finally got revealed that Mimi joined in the threesome and it was a whole thing. That Tara has been a part of this threesome for quite some time, and she didn't like the way it went, maybe when the marriage thing happened. So then now it's an issue.
I don't see Amina.
And so he wasn't
Amina would be okay
with having a threesome because you always notice how she's like, I knew how Peter was a long
time
ago.
Yeah, and she
like,
did say that.
But
I also know girls that be kicking it with groups of dudes, and they're cool with the dudes fucking whoever, but when they in the relationship, they like do it, they hang out with the guy long enough so he can bust all his nuts, and then when he done, they wrap him up. I know, but then they wrap him up, and then they don't wrap it up. Then they get the
baby. He's getting it in the room while she's downstairs waiting, looking stupid. Because honestly, that's what happens in these little hip hop relationships. If she's really with it and she really just like knows he's gonna cheat anyway, she's gonna allow him to do his thing upstairs while she waits downstairs.
What about your friend
looking stupid?
This is the other thing, and this is just like the dumb guy, straight guy capo. You know, if the only way Terry can be happy is without me, then so be it. Because in your mind, you're looking like, okay, well, this makes the situation easier. She's mad at me, so now I'm going to go to Amina because I can't make the decision. So they're making the decision for me.
Well,
so what's going
to
happen?
He can make the decision, but he does not have to, so why would he? He's got available vagina right there that'll just whine and cry about it. Tara is not going to step up and be like, peace out, motherfucker. Never again. No. He know Tara will be right back when she cool off.
I'm asleep because every season
it's the same cycle over and over.
I'm going to start focusing on me, and I'm gonna put this etiquette class together, and she's in an apartment with
him. Forget fucking etiquette.
Go get a therapist and work your issues out. Stop fucking Peter Gunn.
For real, like at this point, your menstrual cycle is more of a surprise to me than your relationship situation.
Wow.
Like, I can't, but it's real talk. Like, bitch, I don't know. You might have your period. You might be pregnant this week. Like, I don't know what the story
pregnant
like.
Right now because you are pregnant right now. So there you go.
Well, apparently she ain't because Amina went and met up with Peter's daughter Whitney.
Which I think this is weird, but whatever.
Wicked weird, but it just goes to show the type of guy Peter is that your kids are meeting with your mistresses, wives, or whoever these people
Talk
are to you.
Talking about the abortions with your
Talking
man.
About, you know, I get my, you know, you have to understand, I know my dad, but, you know, I wish he would be a better role model. And it's just, that's so sad to hear.
Right.
Your daughter, who's old enough to know everything that's going on.
Yeah.
I can imagine what she's been dragged through or whatever.
Of course, with her mom and Tara or whoever was the other woman during that period. Like,
how many kids
gracious.
He got?
Like,
I think
10?
9.
9 or 10.
That's
something.
A damn shame. Can't even give. Ooh.
And Ooh. Tells her that she had an abortion. And, you know, I am a pro-life mofo, and but I also understand a decision. And, honey, this was a decision. And I...
this was
I
what I might have needed to
Yeah,
make.
Like, and you know what? Like, I'm glad, like, there was no heavier conversation about it. Again, Mona, I'm upset that this situation is happening because I feel like this show has also added to... this situation growing. I'm sorry, but I do believe that. I don't know if I would believe that. I mean, it would be pregnant if this show wasn't around, to be quite honest.
You know how she has that heart tattoo? She needs to put a little broken
Her heart's been broken so much.
Get rid of it.
She needs to burn it all.
Get rid of the Yamaha.
On fire.
Get rid of the Yamaha and get rid of the, what was the Pansy, whatever it is. Yandy and her boys.
They're so cute.
So freaking cute.
Her kids are so adorable, but it was cheesy as hell.
Yeah,
like slow motion ice cream daddy.
You gonna come out with the Nestle unwrapped $1.25 from the bodega store, like
daddy's got some ice cream.
The Nestle dip cones. Like,
I don't know what I was gonna do when he goes away with all these babies that we made together, because I just never expected that. Oh, my drug dealer husband was gonna go to jail.
Those kids be fitted, and we know why. We know why.
Yeah.
Where the money's coming from.
No, Yandy's supposedly worth $14 million.
Yandy's got worth some money.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Which is, and she obviously, maybe that's why it took her a while to marry him, because she wanted to make sure her finances stayed separate, because the feds definitely taking his checks.
I just want to know.
I would say $14 million
get the, all their sentences.
Right.
Well, you know they do that all the time in federal court.
Yeah. But you know what's crazy?
On a couple right now.
Jess is supposed to be in jail right now.
Here they are. Don't drive without your stickers on your plane.
Just don't, okay? Because, yeah, I got a surprise with that on my damn self anyway.
Oh, my God.
Sure did.
I didn't. Feds. I had it feds in my car, watching. Thank God, but, you know.
Yeah.
Feds are watching.
Mm.
Keep quiet.
The feds are watching.
Watching and taking checks.
Lexi went and talked to Trich.
Hey,
who
Trich.
Who happens to be on his second reality show this week. Show.
Yeah, well, he needed...
Maybe he got an album coming out.
I don't know what he got. He need to get his hair growing coming out.
He needs to cut that, but I was
so... That's the new style. You didn't know?
I don't care,
everybody
girl.
Has a Brady now.
Bitch, Coolio ain't popping no more.
That is not it, but Trich... Trich can still get y'all.
Trich went back in the day.
He was a daddy.
Trich, I be like, what you really want from me?
You know what I'll be big here? You know what
I mean? I think I sure the fuck am.
Whatever. All of it.
Like, Trich was my shit. And then it was, but number one was Method Man.
Method Man was definitely my number one.
I liked Red Man.
I mean,
Red Man
was
cool, but no, Method Man. Method
Man. And I just seen the nudes. I just seen the nudes.
Jesse had to look those up. He looked those up right away.
Sure the fuck did.
He was like, how did I miss that 2 years ago?
Let me be able to have one conversation with Method Man. I'll probably end up dead from the conversation.
I couldn't have a conversation.
I couldn't either. I would just be like... all right, so Lexi, then this is what I'm saying, like, girl, talk to your friend before you go in her fam, like,
this is messy.
Lexi then goes to talk to her father. Yeah, 100% to her father. Like, girl, you don't know that your friend is at the house.
No,
when you're going,
she wasn't supposed to be there.
That's like,
but it's a blessing in disguise that she showed up.
Right.
Lexi feels Mo is only about herself. The dad kind of agrees.
Duh.
And then Mo shows up, and she clapping off and all this stuff.
What y'all talk about?
And the mom is the realest bitch in there, because she's sitting there talking about, what the hell are you getting in little girl business for?
Because you.
Right.
And DB sitting here like, girl, because I want the check.
Check. Hey, man, do you know how much money I done invested in this shit?
Okay. All right, so Mo's basically at the end of all that. See, Daryl, you're stirring up controversy.
That was hilarious.
Lexi ended up leaving and talking about...
I'm going solo!
I thought they were going to fight now. That would have been something.
That would have been something.
No. If they
Mo
would have
wrecked her. And I feel like Mo's mom would have jumped in.
You might have got surprised. I think if anything, Mo's mom's boobs just would have suffocated the shit out of everybody and they would have done.
She got Mo's mom, I feel like that bitch would have dabbed on Lexi that.
Yeah.
She would have, like, grabbed her and...
No, just one arm. all right, so Yandy meets up with Yumbi. Yumbi was late to the studio session.
But I had to work on my makeup. Because
I didn't do my makeup.
Because
she was going to be on camera, y'all. And y'all know she probably,
that
like, don't have
late.
A stylist or something right now. So she's trying to get it together. And that's
she
why
looked
she was
cute.
Late. She was cute.
Yandy said, look, you know, the thing is before anything happens is you need some internal fixing. And so because you need internal fixing, I'm going to send you to
Tara.
Bitch, how are you going to send someone with internal issues to another person with internal issues?
Right. And she knows that, because every time she would meet up with Tara, she would be looking like, girl.
You broken.
Girl.
You're still.
So.
Broken hearted girl. Alicia, sit.
Broken hearted.
What are you teaching her?
All right. So
your life
she's going
to. Over.
I like the beat though. So Young B, it was like 100 bottles on the wall or something. Like,
yeah,
that.
We don't know what she was talking about.
100 bottles on the wall.
But that beat was dope. I pictured her like sound on it.
She could do some things. Yes. Cool. She could do some things.
So then we get Young B and Cardi B talking about Tara's etiquette training.
I guess we have to go to this etiquette class.
And then we get to the
so
etiquette class.
So we can learn about what
we
etiquette
not being
is.
We not
because I'm like, I'm just going to go back. I'm going to learn some things.
Yeah, I was going to end it like,
she is Elmo. She's a drunk Elmo.
Let me see how long your tongue is. Like, what?
No, she said, let me see how big your mouth is.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Big mouth. But you know what's
she's
crazy?
She's like, can you suck the clitoris?
The clitoris. I'm ready backstage.
You want to suck my clitoris? Forever. And that girl, what?
Done.
All right, so
but
they go
she
to,
is funny. She is funny. Fuck, but she's funny.
It's just like, you just sit there like a Furby, like you just like watch it. Like, what
like Elmo is inside of you.
Furby. You said,
when I got a Furby, I just walk around it to
let
see it move.
Just let it do that.
That's why I feel like Cardi B. I want my own personal Cardi B.
She should have dolls.
You just like touch her and she just laughs. You touch her. Check out your own personal Cardi B. She has only 25 catchphrases. Squeeze a boob. Don't touch my titty. Don't look at my teeth. So they get to etiquette class. Apparently, Tara's back in her old apartment.
But, and the crazy part is she's like, we both had bangs, had the same hairstyle. Bitch, still my look. They both, but you know whose bangs hairstyle was more like on fleek? I would have to say Cardi B. Yeah. She be having the best
she
weave.
Had it.
No, yeah,
she and because that wig
yeah,
that
she be doing that big
Bianca
wig.
Had on.
Yeah.
But also, I'm like, I was noticing some sandpaper action right in the middle of the
well,
floor.
Well, yeah, she was. They were both having some skin issues, and Cardi's were a little
and,
strong.
You know what I mean, girl,
no,
trust me, I got my pores ain't nothing to be.
Maybe she has some sugar.
I got golf holes on
she
mine.
She might have overdid the sugar.
Put miniature golf on my nose.
Oh.
How deep
honey.
My pores are. Okay.
But they're in the East Coast, and the East Coast food out there is all greasy and...
It be greasy out here.
But
it
be more greasier out
no.
there.
What you
the
eat
piece
is
$1.25. It's
sure the fuck is.
Successful.
Actually, it's two slices for $1. $1.25, you want that Coke on the side.
If I lived in the East Coast, I would be thick. Like, I would be thick because the food is so cheap. And I would be eating all the time.
I think it's just a matter of what you choose to eat.
Yeah, because don't play. I'd be at, what's it called? Cardinals Cordial. Because
you can spend a whole lot of money eating
Cardinals
up in New York all the time.
That 24-hour chicken and fry place, they just literally fry chicken 24 hours and fried fish, and you can get it any time.
See?
I miss those days.
I'd be out there after the club
24-hour food snacks. Just delicious.
All right, so Cardi wants to work on Cardi B, and, you know, we get this whole... tea sipping thing.
Which is stupid to me because
so let's talk about this because we were watching it with Pink English and you know Miss English is a very proper lady herself so apparently Tara's
from Mississippi. She's trying to do southern etiquette. She was failing. Her legs weren't crossed right. She wasn't even holding the teacup right, like, and whatever, they need to learn how to.
But where are you at what event? I was just at the Golden
where
Globes.
Where are you sipping
never
tea?
Seen a teacup at the Golden Globes. I've seen wine
right.
Glass, seen a cup.
I mean, I guess
glass.
In her theoretical mind she's like trying to introduce them to just being a little bit more delicate with how they
well,
handle things in general.
More.
I would imagine, like, maybe teach them how to use wine glasses and champagne flutes and things like that,
yeah.
Well, because they'll be in bars and stuff. And
or
know.
Even actually teaching, I don't know where I learned it, I think, like, Sesame Street or something, but, like, seriously.
Put them bitches in front of Sesame
no,
Street.
No, how to
set
up, and I've never been to a place
setting
where it
table.
Actually was until a few weeks ago, and it was a full
with
ass,
the full,
and I was like, oh, I know what this fork
what
for.
What that fork is for.
I know what that one for.
I remember Sesame
I would have been
Street
Cardi B right there.
Exactly.
Oh, I know what that cup for. Fill that one up again.
But at any point,
maybe
are
she
they
was
gonna
get there.
Tea?
Maybe she was gonna get there. But I didn't see no Civil War nowhere, like play yeah. Settings. So I don't really know what she
well,
was.
Well, it was like
to.
Weird things.
And then she
and
decided
then, like,
to be media training.
Yeah, interview each other.
You
then
you
why?
Can media train them because how what?
Hi, where you from? What's your name and where you from?
Don't just say I'm Cardi B from the Bronx.
You're more than Cardi
you're
B.
You're more
from
than
the
Cardi
Bronx.
B.
You're a hoe.
I'm Cardi B from the Bronx.
Yeah.
Did I do it wrong?
I'm Cardi B from the Bronx.
Why y'all laughing for? Is that different? Did I do it wrong?
Yes. You did.
You're
wrong,
more than Cardi
Cardi B.
You're actually.
She really didn't get that. Like, she was saying, like, you gotta say some more than where you from. Cause then she turned around and asked the other, where you from?
Bianca was like, I'm a hustler. From I'm a cook, Carla, I'm a chef.
And I can do what?
No, wait, well, I'm a Moogle.
I'm a Moogle.
Like, bitch, this ain't Harry Potter. I'm a Sit Moogle. Down. I'm a Moogle, or whatever she was talking about. Etiquette class. So Cardi B then tells us about her crooked teeth, and that's why she wears revealing shirts.
That was endearing.
That was cute.
Yeah. Because
like, I'd rather have people stare at my titties instead of my crooked teeth.
I got you, girl.
But those guys that are staring at your titties, just tell them to pay for your teeth.
I was going
to
say, why you didn't get the teeth first and then get the teeth?
Because I'm all about, like, you know what I mean? Like, my nose look like damn fucking Busta Rhymes. But
what?
I care with you anymore.
But you know what I mean? Like, I'm all for people who don't get plastic surgery and you own it. You know what I mean? But when it comes to teeth, though.
But you got titties. So you could have got your teeth first.
Them titties is real, though, right?
Them titties are not real. She talked about paying for them, didn't she? In the first episode.
And girl, the way they sit like Melina from Mortal Kombat. Like, that bitch be like, Kitana. Tara says, you guys, let's do some tongue exercises. My man is incarcerated. You were waiting. Like, that was an open conversation for that. Hello, I'm Cardi B from the Bronx. Period. Ow. No, it's like,
that's
a period.
Like a period.
Ow. Tara was just like, okay.
All right, girls.
Where's Peter?
You know, the crazy thing about Tara is she tries to, like, play like she's so damn, like, cool and better than everyone, but she's got problems.
But see, maybe she's that is what she's thinking, problems. But really she's just always in her head thinking about, like,
I'm a failure at life.
What's Peter doing? Where is Peter?
I can't function into
it. He's fucking that bitch. He's fucking that bitch.
Yes, I'm with my man.
You know what I really want? I want Peter to just go find him a new young thought, and just be doing his own. Leave those two girls alone.
Go fuck Ryland.
They're messed up.
Can you imagine Ryland's mom's pregnant by Peter Gunn?
That would be amazing. Yes, I vote for that.
Mariah's like, you know, and the thing is what it irritates me more about my own mother is I come to find out that she letting this man stay up at the house. Do you know who the man is?
Guess who?
Peter Guns. So I went and I talked to my best friend, Amina.
A mess.
And then my godmother, Tara. Like, all of a sudden, Mariah related to Tara. Like, okay. On that note, let's head into what?
Predictions. Mariah Lynn.
Yes, Tara is pregnant, but I think Amina can get away, but you never know.
Amina is the only one that can get away. Tara is stuck for life.
Can we get the prediction?
We get some music or no?
Predictions.
Music or nah?
No. You get no prediction. None of it. None of it at all.
Or nabby. Or nabby.
Nabby.
Prediction.
But that prediction.
Once upon a time.
I was a hoe. Okay, like, for
and
real,
I'm
I gotta say, Cardi B is probably the only loving hip-hopper, other than Remy Ma, but I wouldn't even disrespect her and bring her on this after show.
Yeah.
Is Cardi B. We need Cardi B in here.
Yeah. I would love to talk to Cardi B.
We're gonna have to have her handcuffed to that couch, because I don't need no movements.
We need to find out when she's coming to L.A.
Because she reminds me of Animal from the Muppets.
You ain't lying.
She knows that, too. She posted
they,
a picture
like,
of
all got back together, and he had been in therapy all that time, like, working out his stuff, and then he goes, it was great. That's Cardi B. All
right, let's talk about next week, though. So we get Tara seeing Nene's therapist.
Praise the Lord. Dr.
Like,
Jeff.
I'm finally getting the help that I deserve.
Oh, girl. No, she's not.
I just can't believe.
Dr. Jeff. Go.
I mean, Dr. Jeff almost got his license taken away, so.
Collect your check.
By Miss Lanithia.
Lanithia Leaks.
Remy and Ra. So, Ra is going to put on a fashion show for her maxi dresses. And
I'm sorry.
And she, you know what, girl? Make your Instagram
you
point.
You gotta make it however
and
you
she
can,
wants it
I
to
guess.
Be a hood show because she wants Mariah Lynn
to
rap.
Perform.
It's not that she wants it to be a hood show, but there's no way Ra's putting anything on that's
not
a hood
show.
It's
her,
Love and
Hip
Hop.
Not a hood show.
We're on Love and Hip Hop. Like, look at what we have, the pool
she
which
has
we have to pull from.
A line of maxi dresses that she's doing a fashion
but at
show
least,
for.
Right. Like, we're the same New York fashion.
She's setting the tone. She's setting the tone to have some ratchet shit go on with all of this.
Yeah.
Very upsetting, you know.
Like, Mariah Gumby at your fashion show singing her lead single, Once Upon a Time I Was a Hoe.
While the girls walk in their dresses.
Pumping, like, Once Upon a Time.
Vogue.
Like, how
Once Upon a Time I Was a Hoe.
I'm mad that that's what I thought the fashion was.
That's the server tray.
The server. All right, so she's going to throw this in. She asked Remy to help her. Remy's like, bitch, I ain't helping you. And I'm like, why are you asking Remy Ma?
To help you with your
job. Do you know who you're talking to?
Yeah, like, bitch, that's your job.
Like, what?
And now that you ain't managing BBOD, you probably got the extra
time.
So Remy seems to get mad at her because it looks like Ra isn't doing the work and Remy's up there tying curtains together and shit. And
she's like, I thought we were cool. Unplug that DJ. Unplug them lights.
We going home.
Yep. Take that food away. Because I couldn't.
Let me tell you, a DJ is one of the most important things. Well, is the most important thing at a party. Yeah. Because there have been many times where if I have not been paid or received my finances, then
ain't
we ain't pressing play.
We just forget it.
I ain't getting no coin.
And ain't guess what? Unless you got some turntable somewhere, it ain't plugging into that.
No.
So. I feel it. So Remy pulled her man and she was like, bye. That's so Ra then is going to have Mariah perform and then going to have Lexi, who she was trying to manage.
So now she's managing.
Now she's a model.
And she's one of the models. And Lexi like, bitch.
But she's like, why didn't I get to do my song? Because you don't have one.
Yeah, like your other half is
You know I have a single out. Solo.
You ain't got a song.
Or whatever.
No. You don't even have a group no more. Right. You are BB the D by your damn self.
And then it looks like Lexi and Mariah are going to argue with each other.
And get into it. And like, ah, no, you don't say that to me.
And then Mo and Yandy are going to maybe team up.
Interesting.
I could see that maybe.
So, I don't know. This week was kind of filler-esque of an episode.
Filler-esque.
I'm hoping next week is a little more turnt. But we want to know what you guys think. So make sure you guys leave some comments down below. And I need you guys to do, hold on, I need you guys to do me a really big favor.
Huge.
I need you guys to go to iTunes.
Go to iTunes.
So hit subscribe. Even if you don't even listen to us on iTunes, it's free.
It's free.
It don't like affect your computer in no way. It does nothing but help us out. So pretend it's like, this is your way of like, if you love us so much and you would pay to watch this, just go do that. It's free. Just hit subscribe on iTunes and leave us a comment, some ratings. We'd really, really, really appreciate it. But thank you guys for tuning in. Either way,
thank
we want to
you.
Thank you guys. Make sure you guys hit us up every week at AfterBuzz TV on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Tweet me everywhere or just hit me up everywhere on social media, DJ Jesse J.
You can hit me up on Twitter, Instagram, at your girl Trinae, and you can catch me every Thursday as well at 10 for Grown Up Hip Hop. I talk and I do all that.
Oh, yeah. And you can find me everywhere at Stuart Starlet and like every Monday on Real Housewives of Atlanta for After Buzz. And the Potomac is coming.
Oh, yeah. Y'all already know we're going to be ratchet for that one. Ow. Thank you guys for tuning in. Make sure you guys hit us up.
Ow, period.
See you guys next week. Ow.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later. Ow.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.